Gemara in Sanhedrin and Daf Mem Hei mentions the idea of Goel Hadam, that when a person is murdered, so his close relative becomes his Goel Hadam, the redeemer of his blood. And the Goel Hadam has certain responsibilities in terms of pursuing the murderer and taking the revenge of the murdered on the murderer. And the Gemara mentions that if there is no Goel Hadam, let's say that the person who is murdered has no kin whatsoever, so there's a mitzvah for Beis Din to appoint a Goel Hadam. Beis Din has to appoint somebody to redeem the blood of the victim. And this both raises an interesting question about why it should be so. Why should it be that Beis Din is supposed to or obligated to appoint a surrogate Goel Hadam? And it also raises a more general question about what exactly is the nature of the Goel Hadam. Whose ends does he serve? So I want to mention a number of machlokos amongst Rishonim and use those to discuss some of the theoretical possibilities about why this mitzvah of Goel Hadam exists in the Torah. One important machlokas is brought down between the Meiri and possibly the Rambam. The question is, let's say that the victim of the murder has close relatives, that he has a relative who's qualified to be a Goel Hadam, but the relative refuses to fill his role. He refuses to be a Goel Hadam. He refuses to do the job, whatever the job that a Goel Hadam is supposed to do, he refuses to do it. In such a case, is there still a mitzvah for Beis Din to appoint a different Goel Hadam, or is there no such mitzvah? So the Meiri seems to say explicitly that there is a mitzvah for Beis Din to appoint a Goel Hadam. The purpose of Goel Hadam, or the existence of Goel Hadam, or lack thereof, is not determined by whether or not a close relative exists. It's determined by whether or not somebody who's willing to take charge and to prosecute the murderer exists. And according to the Meiri, if the real Goel Hadam refuses to take responsibility and do what the Torah imposes on him, so then Beis Din is obligated to appoint somebody else. In contrast, some Achronim infer from the Rambam that it's not true, that if there's no Goel Hadam, this is an inference by omission, because the Rambam does not mention this halacha, if the Goel Hadam exists, he's in the world, but he refuses to do his job, then Beis Din does not necessarily appoint somebody else. It's only if there is no close relative, then Beis Din appoints somebody else. If there's a close relative and he refuses to play the role of Goel Hadam, the Rambam probably holds that Beis Din does not appoint a Goel Hadam. So one might explain the machlokas as follows. Whose agent precisely is the Goel Hadam? Is the Goel Hadam the agent of Beis Din? In other words, Beis Din has a mitzvah to make sure that murderers are punished. And one of the ways in which this mitzvah is accomplished is by appointing a Goel Hadam to prosecute and perhaps even implement Beis Din's decision and conviction of the murderer. This is the role of the Goel Hadam. He's a prosecutor. Unlike other capital cases, in this case we appoint a prosecutor to prosecute the murderer on behalf of Beis Din, whose job it is to make sure that murderers don't survive. And therefore, when the Goel Hadam refuses to perform this job, the person who the Torah designates as a Goel Hadam, then Beis Din has an obligation to appoint somebody else as a Goel Hadam in order to facilitate their mitzvah of getting rid of murderers. And in contrast, the Rambam, perhaps, it doesn't seem to be consistent with other rulings of the Rambam, but one might attribute this position to the Rambam, or at least to others who possibly could hold of this shita, and say that the mitzvah of Goel Hadam is not a mitzvah on Beis Din. It's not Beis Din's responsibility to fulfill their own mitzvah to appoint a prosecutor, but rather the mitzvah is incumbent upon the Goel Hadam because he's the agent of somebody else. Maybe he's the agent of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Maybe he's the agent of the victim. Maybe he's the agent of Klal Yisrael. He's not the agent of Beis Din. So even though Beis Din does have an obligation, if there is no Goel Hadam, to appoint a Goel Hadam, but the Goel Hadam is not necessarily an agent of Beis Din. He's somebody who's appointed by Beis Din, but he's an agent of somebody else. And therefore, if there's a Goel Hadam whom the Torah already appointed, there's no obligation on Beis Din to appoint somebody else, even if the Goel Hadam refuses to fulfill his function. That's one important machlokas. Is a Goel Hadam an agent of Beis Din, or is he an agent of somebody else? There's a parallel machlokas that essentially the Rambam seems to leave out the Goel Hadam from his list of mitzvos. He leaves it out entirely. The Ramban, in contrast, takes issue with this and says that the Rambam should have counted the mitzvah of Goel Hadam as one of the mitzvos. In other words, there's one mitzvah that Beis Din has an obligation to punish murderers, and then there's a second mitzvah that the Goel Hadam, the close relative of the victim, is supposed to fulfill certain functions in terms of prosecuting and executing the murderer. So those for the Ramban are two separate mitzvos, and for the Rambam, they're only one mitzvah. And some Achronim defend the Rambam, and they make the following assertion. It doesn't deserve to be two separate mitzvos, because Goel Hadam is subsumed under the mitzvah that Beis Din has in general to make sure that murderers are punished. So therefore, there's no need to have a separate mitzvah. The Goel Hadam is simply one portion of the entire mitzvah that's incumbent upon Beis Din to punish murderers. In contrast, these Achronim explain that the opinion of the Ramban is that the existence of a Goel Hadam and the obligation of a Goel Hadam to ensure that the murderer does not go unpunished is not simply a mere detail of Beis Din's mitzvah to punish murderers. It's an independent mitzvah. Beis Din has a mitzvah to punish murderers, and so too the Goel Hadam has a mitzvah to punish the murderer. So therefore, it can't be subsumed as a detail of Beis Din's mitzvah, because it's not Beis Din's mitzvah. It's somebody else's mitzvah, the Goel Hadam's mitzvah. So therefore, it deserves its own separate mitzvah. And again, this would seem to devolve along the same lines as the earlier dispute. Is the Goel Hadam an agent of Beis Din, and simply one of the many ways in which Beis Din ensures that justice is carried out? Or is the Goel Hadam the agent of somebody else? Is he the agent of the victim, you know, to take revenge on the murderer? Is he the agent of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to make sure that the murderer gets punished? Is he the agent of Klal Yisrael to make sure that that murderers don't abound in Klal Yisrael? So the Ramban would seem to say that he's not an agent of Beis Din. He's an agent of one of these other entities, whereas the Rambam would hold, this is what I mentioned earlier, that it seemed to be inconsistent with other rulings of the Rambam, at least in Sefer HaMitzvos, would seem, by omission of a separate mitzvah of Goel Hadam, would seem to subsume it under the mitzvah of Beis Din to eliminate murderers. So now the question is, can we find even further? Let's assume for a second that the Goel Hadam is not simply an agent of Beis Din, but rather he's an agent of somebody else. So can we isolate whose agent is he? So in this regard, there's a machlokas between Rashi and the Ran on today's Dan, Sanhedrin Daf Mem Hei, which is very important. The question is, what exactly is the scope of the duties of the Goel Hadam? So Rashi says that the Goel Hadam has a mitzvah if the rotzeach, if the murderer, escapes from the Ir Miklat. So the Goel Hadam has a mitzvah to hunt him down and to destroy him inside of the Ir Miklat, so murderers are protected. Both murderers who murdered intentionally until Beis Din sends and brings them from the Goel Hadam and tries them in court, until then they have refuge in the Ir Miklat, in the cities of refuge. And so too also accidental murderers, even after Beis Din brought them to court, if Beis Din determined that the murder was accidental, so they send the murderer back to the city of refuge, and there he has refuge from the Goel Hadam. The Goel Hadam cannot touch him as long as he's within the tchum of the Ir Miklat. So if he leaves the Ir Miklat, though, whether he's an intentional murderer before the case is tried against him, whether he's an accidental murderer even after he was acquitted of death penalty, if either of these people leave the Ir Miklat, so Rashi says the Goel Hadam is permitted to murder them. He's permitted to destroy them. So this is a very wide scope in the authority of the Goel Hadam. And there are even more radical interpretations of what the Goel Hadam is supposed to do. Perhaps he's supposed to murder the murderer, or he's supposed to destroy the murderer even before the murderer reaches the Ir Miklat. Whether it's an intentional murderer or an unintentional murderer, the Goel Hadam is supposed to seek and destroy the murderer. That's his function. And the more narrow interpretation of what the Goel Hadam is supposed to do is offered in our sugya by the Chidushi Haran. The Chidushi Haran has a number of questions on Rashi's opinion, and therefore he explains that the Goel Hadam is not meant to seek and destroy the murderer. Rather, the Goel Hadam is simply like a prosecutor. The Goel Hadam's job is to make sure that the murderer is apprehended, if not destroyed, but apprehended, and that the murderer is brought to court, and then the murderer is tried fairly in court. In other words, the Goel Adam is supposed to be present in court and advance all of the arguments that are necessary to convict the murderer. And then ultimately, when the court sentences the murderer to death, the Goel Adam is the one who's supposed to carry out the death sentence. However, the Goel Adam is not supposed to unilaterally take the law into his own hands and kill the murderer. He's only supposed to make sure that justice is served in court. So I think one might explain that according to the opinion of Rashi, it could be that the Goel Adam is basically an agent of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want murders, and therefore he says to the Goel Adam, go and eradicate the murderer. That's meaning it's not that the Goel Adam is serving in place of a man or in place of the court to destroy the murderer. He's serving in place of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to destroy the murderer, and therefore he has very broad carte blanche. On the other hand, the Chidush Yaran, it would seem, is suggesting that the Goel Adam is sort of like a reincarnation of the victim of the murder. He's supposed to serve just like, let's say, instead of being murdered, the victim had been robbed or burglarized. So the nigzal, the person who was robbed, is supposed to take the gavlan to court. So the same thing in this case. Be'etzem, when a person is murdered, so the victim is supposed to take the aggressor to court. But the victim's not around anymore. So the Goel Adam is supposed to take the aggressor to court. The Goel Adam is supposed to take the murderer to court. And the Goel Adam is supposed to administer punishment. This is in general. He's standing in place. He's like a surrogate of the victim of the murder. So that's basically what he's doing. He's not so much a shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who has these broad powers. Beis Din is the shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore Beis Din is supposed to administer punishment. And the Goel Adam is the shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so the Goel Adam is supposed to administer punishment. That may be Rashi's shita. The Chidush Aran says that no, that only the courts are shluchim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Only the courts are Hashem's agents. The Goel Adam is not an agent of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak. The Goel Adam is an agent of the victim. And therefore, while on the one hand, his powers are somewhat limited because a person is not allowed to take, you know, power into his own hands of life and death over another person without the consent of the courts or without the consent of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he has limited powers, but at the same time, he has this obligation and certainly in the legal sense to be like an attorney, which ordinarily we don't permit. But in this case, you know, he's not considered to be an outside party. He's considered to be actually a surrogate for the victim of the murder, and therefore he is supposed to lay out all of the claims in court in suit against the murderer.